Ladies and gentlemen, Bristol Myers, the makers of Ipana for the smile of beauty and Sal Hepatica for the smile of health, present It's Time to Smile, starring the man who has just returned from entertaining the workers in the Kaiser shipyards, Eddie Cantor.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Harry Von Zell.
Yeah?
I spent all day Saturday with the most amazing, energetic individual I've ever met in my whole life, the most popular citizen in the United States, Henry Kaiser.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, boy. And Harry, you should see the way he eats.
Eat?
I ate with him. He had two glasses of orange juice, two bowls of oatmeal, a double order of eggs, and two cups of coffee. I said, what's the idea of doubling up on everything? And he said, I'm also eating tomorrow's breakfast. I have a very busy day. What are you going to
do? Oh, Eddie, what a shipbuilding business he's built up.
And let me tell you something, Harry. He doesn't make 1 cent from building the ships.
Yeah. Well, how does he make a living?
Champagne. He gets 50 cents on each bottle.
Wait a minute. I understand that certain shipbuilding centers are now christening ships with beer instead of champagne.
It's true, Harry. Why, up north, they've been christening so many ships with beer. Last night, San Francisco Bay had a head on it.
Oh. Well, now you're exaggerating, though.
I'm not. They're calling it the Pacific Ocean.
Say, I heard that you spoke to thousands of the workers at the Richmond shipyard.
That's right, Harry. And I met one of the most patriotic women in this country. She has a husband in the Navy, 3 sons in the Army, and she herself works as a riveter, even though she has a 6-month-old baby.
She has a 6-month-old baby?
Of course. Who do you think throws her the rivets?
Now, that I don't believe.
All right, ask Henry Kaiser. He allows the women workers to bring their little babies to the shipyards, and it saves them some money.
Well, how?
Instead of a whistle at 4 o'clock, all the kids go, everybody knocks off. I mean, for the day. Why, those defense workers think of nothing but their jobs, even when it comes to romance.
Oh, romance? What do you mean by that, Eddie?
A welder I know is engaged to a girl. He made a ring out of a rivet, slipped it on a finger, and said, darling, will you be my lawful welded wife?
You know something?
Yeah.
I must send that to Reader's Digest. Yeah.
You know, and everyone at Richmond isn't as romantic as that. One woman was always complaining about the grind. She was always kicking.
Mm-hmm.
Building and launching. She said, building and launching, building and launching. Friday, this woman got up, hit her husband with a bottle of champagne, and pushed his bed into the bathtub. Then she laid the keel for a new husband.
Well, here, Eddie, did you find the women as efficient as the men at the shipyards?
Unquestionably.
They were?
Mm-hmm. One ship up there was being built exclusively by women.
Really?
But they had a terrible accident last week, Harry.
Oh, no. What happened?
This destroyer, that was only half completed, slipped into the Pacific.
Oh, well, what happened there?
It sank 2 Japanese battleships before they could pull it back.
That must have been interesting, Eddie. Are you going to make any more tours of the defense plants?
Yes, all over this country. And something else, Harry. Pretty soon you might hear that one of the Cantors is overseas.
Ida has been drafted?
No! Ida's 4F. What's the matter with you? Don't be so smart. You know, Harry, I'm going as an ambassador of goodwill. Already the government has put me through rigid tests.
Oh?
Oh, such a routine I went through yesterday.
Really? Well, what did they do to you?
Well, since I'm going to be in the war zone, they tested my calmness under fire.
Oh.
The first question was, what would you do if you were flying in a bomber that was attacked by 40 Zeros firing machine gun and cannon dropping bombs straight at you?
Well, what was your answer?
Nothing. From the question alone, I fainted.
Oh, boy. What sort of a physical examination did you get?
Oh, Harry, you should have been there yesterday. One guy tore off my shirt, tested my heart, my blood, my pulse. Finally, after a half an hour, he came to me and he said,
well, Cantor, you just managed to pass my test by the skin of your teeth.
Oh, thanks, doctor.
What do you mean, doctor? I'm the coroner.
Coroner?
Hello, Mr. Cantor. I'm the nurse. The doctor wants me to take your temperature.
Take my temperature?
Yes, I must take it.
My temperature?
Yes, honey.
You may as well. You gave it to me.
I'm sorry we haven't any magazines to read while you're waiting. You really should have something to look at.
It's okay. You'll do.
Nurse, I'm nervous about examination. Is your boss here a good doctor?
Oh, he's wonderful. Look, right now he's releasing a patient he cured completely.
Well, you're in perfect shape. Get going. You heard me. Giddy up.
A horse doctor? Nurse, I refuse to be examined by a veterinarian. What am I, a dog? A mutt?
Oh, now, don't get excited.
A mongrel?
Put your head on my shoulder.
Woof, woof. Woof, woof.
Aha, distemper. This looks like a difficult case, nurse. Call up the kennel club and cancel my appointments for the day.
Yes, sir.
What appointment, doctor, have you got at the kennel club?
Cocker spaniel named Gwendolyn. Maternity case.
War puppies? Well, gosh, doing that work on the side, you must be kept pretty busy, doctor.
Not around here. We split up the work. I take care of all the adults, and the nurse handles the children under 14. By the way, how old are you?
A goo-goo. A goo-goo.
What seems to be your trouble?
No trouble, doctor. You see, I may have to go to Europe for Uncle Sam, so I want to get the necessary injections.
Okay. First, I'll give you a rabies injection in case you're bitten by a mad dog.
Oh, don't bother. I'm sure I won't be going to Berlin.
Very well. I'll give you the malaria injection. Roll up your sleeve.
But careful, doctor. Will you be careful?
Now, don't worry. I'll use the needle very gently. Here goes. Oh, I'm sorry. I used to be a riveter at Lockheed.
Well, look, doctor.
Hello?
Doctor, what is that?
My maternity case at the kennel club. What's the trouble, Gwendolyn? Oh, well, stop worrying. I'm sure they won't arrive till tomorrow. No, I can't come over. I'll keep in touch with you. I tell you, nothing will happen until tomorrow, Gwendolyn.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. Goodbye. Imagine that, trying to tell me.
Yeah.
I guess I ought to know. I'm the doctor. Now, where were we?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, yes. Let me hear you say, ah. No, not eh. Say it with a drawl. Droop. Drawl.
Oh, doctor.
See, doctor? I'm drawling.
You're also drooling. What do you want, nurse?
There's an emergency request from the YWCA across the street.
The YWCA?
Yes. They want you to pull down the shades quick or get a new patient.
Hello? Oh, it's you, Gwendolyn. I told you nothing will happen until tomorrow. What? Listen to what? Congratulations.
Oh, Eddie, so that is what happened at the doctor's. Well, you finally got your inoculation.
Yes,
huh?
Harry, everything is all set. The only thing I need now is a little coaching in foreign languages.
Yes.
And you know just the guy who can help me? Adolph Manjou.
Who?
Adolph Manjou. He was in that picture with Fred Astaire and Rita Hayworth.
What?
You were never lovelier.
Oh, well, I think you're cute, too.
Take over while I call Manjou.
Ladies and gentlemen, lovely Dinah Shore singing, I'm Getting Tired So I Can Go to Sleep.
I can be with you. I've got your picture by my bed. 'Twill soon be placed beneath my head to keep me company the whole night through. For a little while, whatever before, I will see you smile till reveille calls. I hope you're tired enough to sleep, and please sleep long enough to dream, and look for me, for I'll be dreaming too. For a little while, whatever befalls, I will see you smile till reveille calls. I hope you're tired enough to sleep, and please sleep long enough to dream. La da da dee da, for I'll be dreaming too.
Dinah, that was beautiful, wasn't Harry? Look at that, he's asleep.
Oh, was my song that bad?
Well, don't be silly, it was wonderful. But when you sing, I'm getting tired so I can sleep, what do you expect?
Harry,
wake up. Will you wake up? What'll I do?
I'll get him up, Master.
How, Cookie?
Like this.
George! You're bumping at him, boy!
I'm sorry. Dinah's song was so soothing and restful,
Harry, if you're going to sleep on this program, who is going to tell our listeners about Sal Hepatica? Do you want me to do it?
Well, Eddie, it doesn't really matter who calls our listeners' attention to Sal Hepatica, so long as we point out that it does help a person feel better faster. For you see, ladies and gentlemen, whenever you wake up in the morning feeling headachy and under the weather due to the need of a laxative, if you take Sal Hepatica right away, it brings quick, gentle relief, usually within an hour. And that's important, for it means you no longer have to wait till night to take the laxative you need in the morning. You no longer have to risk feeling miserable the rest of the day. Sparkling Sal Hepatica has this additional advantage, too.
This famous mineral salt laxative helps sweeten an upset stomach by helping to reduce excess gastric acidity.
So ask your druggist tonight or tomorrow for a bottle of Sal Hepatica. Then, whenever you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night, see how much faster you feel better when you take gentle, speedy Sal Hepatica.
Harry.
What is it, Abe?
It's all set.
What?
Manju has agreed to come over. Now I want to impress him with my new government job. I want him to think I'm popular in diplomatic circles.
Yeah, well, where do I come in?
You've got to pretend to be a French ambassador. Well, what are you laughing at?
Well, out of the things I got to do for $12 a week.
All right. That must be Manju now. Harry, go out and come back later.
Yeah.
Now, are you sure you can speak French?
Oh, si, senor.
Oh, what to you? Come in. Why, it's Adolf Manju. Congratulate me, Adolf. I'm going abroad. The government is sending me out of the country. Do you know why?
They heard your program?
No, Adolf, they want me to be an ambassador of goodwill. And the reason I asked you over tonight was to teach me the customs of the foreign countries.
Well, Eddie, your different nationalities greet each other in various ways. For example, when a Frenchman greets a Russian, he kisses him on both cheeks.
Yeah.
When an American meets a Russian, he shakes hands. And when a German meets a Russian...
Yes?
He just shakes. And, believe me, when our boys get through with Berlin, Hitler will have to go back to his old job of house painting.
Listen, when our boys get through with Berlin, there won't be any houses left to paint. I'll tell you. But But Adolf, the first place I'm going to visit on my tour will most likely be Morocco. Now, supposing I arrive around dinner time, what is the first thing I do?
Well, you simply walk up to one of the natives and say, Ana Masrur Salam Salam Sahib Salam Ali.
I say that?
Yes.
What does that mean?
That means, where is the nearest drive-in?
A drive-in on the desert?
Yes, and they serve strange exotic dishes like kebab and couscous.
Kebab and couscous? The genuine kebab and couscous?
Couscous, yes.
Well, what is that?
Camel burgers.
Morocco must be a very quaint place.
Oh, yes, and they have other strange customs there, too. For instance, in Morocco, there are men who have several wives. They're called royal sultans.
Over here, we call them Tommy Manville. Say, I understand that Tommy is only getting married 6 times a week. He's observing Mateless Tuesday. Made it up out of my own head, honestly.
And, Eddie, in your travels abroad, when you visit India, you must remember that the cow is sacred. You cannot touch it.
Over here, the cow is getting sacred, too. You can't only touch it. You can't even see one. And butchers you can only visit by appointment now.
Oh, Eddie, the meat shortage isn't that bad.
It isn't. Adolf, yesterday morning on Hollywood Boulevard, they put up a Bull Durham sign. In the afternoon, there was nothing left of the bull but his horns. Imagine somebody being so anxious for meat that he eats a picture off a billboard. Pooh, I can still taste the paste. But Adolf, getting back to my trip, there's something that worries me. You see, I never told this to anybody, but you're a friend. I'm afraid of planes. And, well, I understand that they fly ambassadors across the ocean in 4 motored heavy bombers.
You should be frightened, Eddie.
Why?
I saw the plane they're preparing for you.
You did? What did it look like?
Well, it didn't shock me when I realized it wasn't a heavy bomber.
No.
Or when I saw that it didn't have 4 motors, or 3, or 2, or 1. But when I saw the Wright brothers sitting at the control with Christopher Columbus's map of the Atlantic, a lifeboat, and 3 fishing poles, Eddie, that's not good.
That's not what? Well, I'll tell you something. That's really bad.
Yes. Eddie, why did they ever choose you as an ambassador?
Why, yes, why? There's a little of us. I'm popular in diplomatic circles. That is why. As a matter of fact, Adolf, I'm expecting a very distinguished guest to drop in tonight. The French envoy.
The French envoy? That's wonderful, Eddie. I'd enjoy meeting him again.
Again, you mean you've met him?
Well, of course. I had lunch with him this afternoon.
Oh, I better warn Harry.
Bonjour, mes amis. Bonjour, toujours l'amour.
Harry, he knows the French envoy.
Hey, what's going on here?
Well, there's been a little mistake, Adolf. He's a different envoy. He's from, do you know German or Japanese?
I speak them both fluently.
He's the ambassador from Turkey. That's who he is. From Turkey.
Huh?
Harry, give him a little turkey.
Gobble, gobble. Gobble.
Harry, go on, please.
Say, Eddie.
Yes, Adolf.
Eddie, I'm convinced that I could help you a lot more in those foreign countries if you'd let me make the trip with you.
I think you're right. And besides, I understand that the head of the Immigration Bureau is a Frenchman. You'll be able to get us through quicker, huh?
Well, surely. I'll just say, cher monsieur, permettez-moi de vous présenter, monsieur Eddie Cantor. Merci beaucoup.
And what will he answer?
How do you do?
He's going to the mad Russian.
Get to the trip. Get to me.
Russian.
Yes, yes.
How did you ever get such an important job?
I'm very friendly with FDR. I'm always in and out of the White House.
Really?
Yes. I walk right in and they throw me right out.
Russian, as head of the Immigration Bureau, you can help us. I'm going abroad with my friend here.
Ooh.
Bonjour. My name is Adolf, and I'm going to Europe. What is the first thing I have to do?
Adolf, change your name and shave off your mustache.
But he can't do that, Russian. Oh. You see, He happens to be Adolf Manjou, the movie star. He needs it.
That's right. It's my bread and butter.
That mustache is your bread and butter?
Yes.
Did you ever try it with marmalade? It's very pretty. Yes.
Will you quit stalling and give us the passports?
Well, first you'll have to answer a few questions. Yes. Are you married?
Of course we're both married.
You make such a lovely couple.
Oh, no! I don't believe you're the head of the Immigration Bureau. Why, you're not even a citizen.
Don't say that.
That,
don't say. Why, just yesterday I received my third papers.
Why, you can only get your first and second papers. The government isn't supposed to send you a third paper.
That's what I keep telling my draft board.
Russian,
yes.
If you'll okay our passports, we'll even take you with us.
Oh.
But remember, you'll have to travel light.
Don't worry. I'll only take 110 pounds.
110 pounds of what?
Her name, I don't know.
Wait a minute. Russia, look. Yes. This is important. We want to fly to Europe.
Oh.
Forget about those homely women you know.
Homely women? Indeed. Indeed. My last customer was Hedy Lamarr.
Hedy Lamarr?
Yes. For passport identification, I took her lip prints.
But you're supposed to take her fingerprints.
You take what you like, I'll take what I like.
Russian, I think we ought to make this trip without you.
All right. But you'll be lonely.
Don't worry. Now, our first stop will be Russia. And, of course...
Yes?
We'll need some maps.
Oh, for Russia, you don't need maps.
No.
Just paint a swastika on the left wing, a swastika on the right wing, and when you get over Stalingrad...
Yes?
Don't worry, you'll come down.
Sit down, Russian. Adolf, there's just one thing that you haven't told me.
Yes?
What if in my travels I meet a beautiful girl... Say, a girl as beautiful as Maureen O'Hara.
Oh, I'd say you'd be lucky. She's lovely.
Mm.
I just saw a preview of her new RKO picture with Charles Laughton, This Land Is Mine.
Yeah, and incidentally, Maureen's going to be on our show next week. Oh, yes, yes, yes. But what I started to say was this. Suppose I met a beautiful girl who doesn't understand English. How will I tell her that she's cute?
Well, in a case like that, I'd recommend an expression that is understood everywhere.
What is it? But Adolf, look, suppose she wants to tell me that she thinks I'm cute. How will I understand what she's saying?
She won't have to say a word, Eddie. She'll just smile.
And oh, what a smile. Gorgeous.
Eh?
Lovely.
Now wait, Bunzel. How do you know her smile will be gorgeous? Lovely.
Well, you were talking about a beautiful girl, weren't you? And it's just common sense to me that a girl can't be beautiful unless she has a lovely smile. And since a lovely smile means so much to a person's attractiveness, ladies and gentlemen, it's important to take intelligent care of your smile. See your dentist regularly, and between visits, faithfully use iPana toothpaste and gum massage. Because healthy gums are mighty important to sound teeth and sparkling smiles. And iPana is not only unsurpassed for cleaning and brightening teeth, but when used with massage, it is especially designed to help gums to a healthier firmness. It's easy, then, to understand why so many men and women follow this simple, healthful routine.
Brush your teeth regularly with iPana toothpaste. And every time you do, put a little extra iPana on your brush or fingertip and massage it on your gums.
So for firmer gums, brighter teeth, and naturally a more attractive smile, decide now to massage with iPana toothpaste.
Well, all right, Harry. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Stands there. Wait.
What's the matter?
Announce my song.
Oh, yes, the song. That's silly. Ladies and gentlemen, Eddie Cantor sings... Why is it that I always have to say Eddie Cantor sings?
What do you want?
Or Dinah Shore sings? Why don't I ever get to sing myself?
Well, you don't sing, Harry.
Yeah, why don't I?
Well, I don't know.
Why every week do I...
Don't encourage it. Never mind, never mind. I'll announce it myself. Ladies and gentlemen, Cookie Fairchild's orchestra and yours truly sings that happy song, I Want to Go Back to West Virginia.
I don't think it's fair. I want to go back.
I want to go back
to West Virginia.
He sings.
I want to go back to the one I love.
I never sing.
Where the skies are blue and the birds sing too.
Yeah, the birds sing.
Take me back to West Virginia. They took me away
from
West
Virginia.
They took me away from my home sweet home.
Home sweet home.
Where the friends I knew were so kind and true.
Let me sing just
take
one
me back
song.
To West Virginia. Where the fields are filled with clover.
All I do is announce,
and
announce all
the
time.
The sky, where the flowers bloom all over.
At home I sing in the shower, you know.
Wanna cry.
Neighbors like
I
my singing, a fella next door.
To West Virginia. I want to go back to the one I love.
Fella next door likes my voice.
Where the world is free. That's the place for me.
Looks like an owl and sings like a bullfrog.
Take me back to West Virginia. Go ahead and sing. What do you know?
I want to go back to West Virginia. I want to go back to the one I love. Where the skies are blue and the birds...
No applause, please. Only for professionals.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Took me away from West Virginia. Took me away from my home, sweet home. Where the friends I
Harry,
knew and so...
Let's do this together like an old-time board of the
team. Okay, Eddie.
Harry?
Yeah?
You know why I want to go back to West Virginia?
No. Why?
Because I get my clothes in different parts of the country. For instance, I got my coat in South Dakota.
And your pants?
In Pennsylvania.
And your collar?
In Colorado.
Denver, did you go?
Denver, did you go? Well, there's only one place I can go to complete my wardrobe. I need a vest, and that's why...
That's why we say... Take me back to West Virginia.
Don't encourage him, ladies and gentlemen, please. You don't know the trouble I'm having with him now. Every 3 or 4 weeks, it's another half a dollar in a month. Well, I do want to thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank you, Adolf Manjou. Wasn't he nice? Wasn't he charming? We hope you'll all drop in on us next week, ladies and gentlemen, to help roll out the red carpet for Maureen O'Hara. Those of you who have seen her... A Black Swan with Tyrone Power, and How Green Is My Valley, will remember a great, great talent. In the meantime, this I almost forgot. Very important. Makes me able to work here. Don't forget the two products that make these Wednesdays together possible. Ipana for the smile of beauty, Sal Hepatica for the smile of health. Ipana, Sal Hepatica. And so remember, I love to spend... Thank you.